Konnichiwa, bitches, and welcome to another episode of We Came, We Saw, We Podcasted.
Never know what you're going to come out with at the top.
No, I thought about it just as I hit the button.
Hit that button.
Oh.
You're right there. Mm. What is that? Because that smells...
Chicken soup.
Chicken soup.
Oh. Yeah, I was feeling a little bit of a grumble in my tummy, and thought I'd make myself some... cup of soup.
Oh,
chicken,
okay.
Cup of soup.
Yeah, yeah.
Makes a change. I'm a little bit coffeeed out, mate.
Too much coffee?
I've got to cut down on it. I think I'm addicted. I need to find some better coffee.
Some better quality coffee.
Yeah, some stronger coffee. So...
why don't you just try and drink...
I don't drink
like
as much.
A cafetiere or... get like a coffee machine.
Yeah.
Get like them little...
I've got a cafetiere.
You know, a lot of pods. You know,
my sister gave me a cafetiere the other week. But it's about finding
the right coffee,
proper coffee to put in there.
Yeah,
because I see some around the corner shop. It's only a couple of quid, and you just think, oh, that's cheaper than my
instant
coffee. So is that any good?
Well, the thing is, if it's cheaper than your instant coffee, and you've got to make more effort, you've got to question. I mean, it should cost more because it should be the finer stuff.
Well, coffee just doesn't affect me anymore. I don't drink it for the buzz, even though. I do believe, like, I'm constantly wired, but I'm not kind of compos mentis.
Is that why your eyebrows move quite a lot?
That's why I've got the twitch, mate. So I always twitch. Too much coffee.
3.5 litres of coffee.
I got to cut down. It don't help as well. I'm on anti-bees as well now. Went to the doc yesterday, got some anti-bees.
Right.
But you know what anti-bees mean?
Yeah.
Dirty D's. It's giving me a bit of a...
jippy tummy.
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh,
I see. And coffee's, it's not very good anyway. That kind of moves stuff along if you drink too much. So, you know, said hello to the pan quite a few times this morning. Smiley piece of poo emoji.
Oh, sorry if you're listening to this whilst maybe, you know, enjoying a tasty feast.
I'm enjoying the tasty feast. I'm drinking my chicken soup. I still talk about shit. It's all right.
Quite literally. Mm. Other than having a jippy tummy, then.
Yeah.
How have you been?
I'm all right. I'm a little bit down, though, still this week.
A bit down?
Well, it's the second week now. I've had this, like, mutation on my neck.
The growth.
Do you want to have a look at it?
Yeah, come on.
Do you have an update?
Yeah, let's have an update.
All right.
Is there a theme tune for this?
No.
Is there a theme tune for everything else?
No, we've got to calm down with the theme tunes. Like, this is how me and Rob communicate with each other anymore. I was like, hey... earlier, I was like, oi, Rob, I got some new coffee. Let me show you. Show and tell. So, you know, even the greatest bastard, like, just coming up with them all week.
If someone does something stupid, we instantly just... the thing is, we're even texting each other now going, awa, awa.
Yeah. It's silly, really. Seeming it was just, like, something we did on the archive episodes of We Came, We Saw, We Podcasted, available on SoundCloud. We won't do it yet.
No, we'll save it because we've got some of them coming up. There's definitely some bastards coming up.
Quite a few bastards this week. Stay tuned.
Come on in, show me. I want to see the growth.
Oh, yeah. I forgot what we were doing.
Focus.
Talking
come
about
on.
Bastards.
Focus.
Right.
Come on
ready?
In. Yeah, show me.
What do you reckon I am anyway this week?
Well, you know, you're a 6.2, mate. That's where you sit.
Just stayed on a level, not got any better or anything like that?
Well, I think the beard's certainly improved, but the hair's less done.
Yeah?
So you've knocked a few knots. You haven't done the hair today.
Keeping this.
But the beard's very much, you know, on form.
All right. Here we go.
I'd say that's actually got a bit bigger.
But it's looking angrier, right?
I think
it looks angrier.
Angrier.
Yeah. So I went to the doc yesterday. He was like, oh, not you again. So I had some antibiotics, didn't even look at it. I'm like, doc, it's here. He's like, I know what it is.
Yeah, I know what you're here.
Yeah, I know what you're here.
You didn't get the usual question. So, why are you here to see me?
Yeah.
You go, well, whoa.
I try not to go to the docs because the docs tend to prescribe you antibiotics a lot. And I think once a year, maybe, if you have something that you tried to clear up on your own and then it doesn't go, it's good to have one course of antibiotics flowing through your body. But I don't like to overdo it.
Well, your body can get used to it. And then
so I'm on antibiotics. I went, hey, doc, with these antibiotics, how much longer with this thing on my neck? He's like, should be gone by the end of the week. So fingers crossed. And then at least, I look like a fucking druid in the summer at the moment. I'm walking around with a fucking black hoodie on. covering this up.
You could choose to buy other colour hoodies.
Yeah, I could just stick something to the side of my neck and pretend I got stabbed in a fight and act
well
out.
Like, style
just
it out.
Point out to people, like, I know how I got that.
Wear some sort of, like, cool scarf, like, summery scarf, like, you know, neckerchief.
Yeah.
Maybe style it out a little bit like that. Go for a new style just for a few weeks, just to you know, calm down.
Don't say a few weeks, mate. I'm hoping it's gone by Sunday.
Well, yeah, obviously. Hopefully it's gone, but... I'm just thinking,
That's about it. It's been bringing me down a little bit, but hey ho. How are you? All right?
I'm all right, thanks. Yeah, not too bad at all. Went to Go Ape at the weekend, which, by the way, is highly recommended.
Yeah, I saw the pictures.
Very, very much enjoyed that. And we got photobombed by Chico. Do you remember Chico?
What, off of X Factor?
Yeah.
It's Chico time.
Like Chico
of course
time.
I remember Chico.
Chico time.
Let it all hang out. Love the Chico. What was he doing at Go 8 then?
Well,
oi, Chico, what are you doing here?
It's Chico time. Well, you can get delirious. You take life too serious.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, pretty much. In fact, he didn't even speak. He just sung.
Right.
He just sung
what,
this
he was actually
over and over
singing?
Again. No.
Right.
So the
I was like, that really pissed me off. If I was going for a quality day out at Go 8, and then just Chico, the soundtrack to your day.
But if there's, Chico, you're in the treetops, you're going along, like, you know, some sort
but
of rickety,
changed
rickety
the words
bridge.
When he go, it's Go 8 time. You know you would. It's one of those.
He would. So we wear T-shirts made up because it was like...
I can't believe we're playing fucking Chico on the podcast. Who would have ever thought?
We've changed.
What time is it? It's Chico cold. Time. So come on then, still come don't on. Know why
well, you
fucking
keep,
Chico
you keep
was
turning
there.
Chico up.
Why was Chico there? Why was he photobombing here?
Well, Chico was just there with his boy, so he clearly doesn't live too far away from the sites.
Right.
And he was just taking his boy over for a walk. Yeah, he had a football in hand, and his boy had a little microscope and whatnot. We were having a photo done by the hut, like where they have like, reception, they do your introduction and such. We all had T-shirts made up for my cousin's birthday, so they asked us if we could have a photo taken in front of the hut and the wooden monkey for their Instagram. We said, yeah, fine, no problem. Anyway, he was taking the photo, and as he took the photo, he started laughing.
Right.
Now, all right, my cousin's dressed as a monkey because he had his monkey onesie on. We had funny T-shirts on. But he'd been with us for a few minutes, so there's no real reason to laugh. So he went, Chico's just photobombed you.
Right.
But we're all looking around going, where? By this point, he's
where the
off.
Fuck is Chico?
Where is Chico?
I love Chico.
So he went, do another photo. When I shout, what time is it? You shout, Chico time. Right? So imagine there's 10 of us dressed as monkeys. He goes, what time is it? And we go, Chico time! Yeah. So he hears this, comes over, and he goes, do you guys want a photo? So he jumped in the photo, him and his little boy, all the staff run
Can
out.
Can we get that up on the Twitter?
We'll get it up on the Twitter.
Get it up on the Twitter.
I'll put it on the Twitter page and on the Facebook, so I can prove to you I'm not lying. I'll show you both versions, so the one where he photobombs us, and then the one where he genuinely is in the photo because we asked him to.
Cool. That's a cool story.
My week's been
Why
pretty
not?
Good.
Go eight.
Yeah,
go. See Chico.
If you get a chance, go. It's a really good experience, good fun, good couple of hours of your afternoon. And if you're not afraid, you know, if you're not very good with heights and climbing things like, and you're really not that, it's really good. They're really thorough, very safe,
right?
And it's very enjoyable.
All right. So what else has been happening this week? I was having a look earlier on doing some podcast prep. So we had the general election last week. That was all serious and stuff. I've got a few grumbles when it comes to the general election.
Why am I not surprised?
I would much prefer them not to have exit polls. They count them, the results come in, they start announcing counties and place by place.
Yep.
And what I've found the last couple of times, because general election every five years.
Yeah,
so I wasn't watching it when I was at, like, early 20s. Fuck that. You know what I mean? Now I'm 31 and old. I follow this shit. But I did catch the one 5 years ago when David Cameron and Nick Clegg formed a coalition to take on the world.
Well, wow. Managed the UK.
They formed a coalition anyway. And I can remember the exit poll kind of spoiling it that time as well, because what they do is they talk about the general election all the way up until the actual general election day. And then on Sky News, Fox News, wherever you get your news from, they don't talk about it at all.
I can explain why
that is. It's called Purdah or something. Yeah. Is it Purdah?
Yeah.
And so they're not allowed to influence people's voting. So on voting day, they shut up.
Yep.
And at 10 o'clock, it's like they can't contain their pent-up excitement.
They burst.
To just spill out what they believe is going to happen.
Basically,
and the last two times, it's happened. But what they do is they interview people at polling stations.
Mm-hmm.
And then they kind of get a general idea of who's going to win, or if there's going to be, you know, a split
parliament or coalition.
So that kind of bummed me out, because basically I knew the fucking Tories were going to win at 10 o'clock and I was prepared to like Super Bowl it, WrestleMania it and go through the night, but they spoiled it. So it wasn't even half 10, mate. It was after 10 o'clock as soon as those polls closed. Right. This is who's won. It's like a massive anticlimax at the end of voting day. Shouldn't take it so seriously,
no,
should I?
No, I think you need to let it go a little bit.
Anyway. We're still Tory bastards. You voted bastards. You voted us to be Tory bastards. So why are people now complaining?
People are complaining.
Because everyone obviously voted Tory. Well, not everyone, but the majority.
Yeah, the big grumble is that...
Which is...
UKIP have got... they managed to achieve some 3.6, 3.7. I can't remember the exact figure.
Is this
going to
get technical?
No. Right. I'm going to simplify this, okay?
Okay.
UKIP got nearly 4 million votes in total across the UK, but they got one seat out of 650.
Doesn't sound fair.
Okay, doesn't sound fair.
Right.
But this is because the way that the system works...
Yeah.
Means that you have to get the most in that constituency to win. Simple as. We had a vote 4 years ago, 2011, I believe it was.
Yeah. To change
the way we vote.
How did we vote on that referendum? To change it or to keep it the same?
Keep it the same.
Keep it the same. Well, you know. You're the silly bastards, when it comes to voting.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Ow! Yeah, so... I did your ow.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I'm licking
your shit now. Sorry.
It's fine, don't worry. I'll get another one in a minute. So, as a nation, we had the chance to change the way we voted. We voted no.
We didn't do it.
We changed that. We said no, stay as it is.
Which is why it's the way it is.
And now, everyone's moaning.
We're still Tory bastards. I'm not going to play it again. But yeah, Rob got here earlier on and we sat around just having a chinwag, shooting the shit. And all of a sudden he just drops in like, oh, I was in on a phone call with Nigel Farage this morning. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, Nigel Farage, like, at work, I was in on a phone call with him. I'm like, oh, all right. Just casually, the way he told me.
Just name drop there.
So, yeah, Nigel Farage this morning.
Yeah, well, he'll be on...
Got much to say?
He'll be on the breakfast show tomorrow morning.
Because all the other leaders of the major parties have gone. Miliband's gone.
Yep.
Clegg's gone.
Yep.
Farage wanted to go, but UKIP went, no.
No.
You know? He's like their personality. I believe a party like UKIP have to have a personality like Nigel Farage.
Well, every party has a face.
Yeah.
And
he's a good face.
They seem to be very happy with him being the leader.
Yeah.
Even though he'd previously said...
I think he's entertaining.
He wants to step down and then rerun for leader.
But, you know, he's going to be prime minister, Finn, you know,
well,
the next
one.
Well,
would only happen if he got the whole party managed
to
get...
No, he's going to oust him.
What?
BJ.
Well, Bojo.
Yeah, Bojo. Boris Johnson.
Well, Bojo's going to be PM.
I reckon within 3 years, we'll have Boris as Prime Minister.
What, DC will step down and we'll have Bojo as the boss?
No, Boris, just kick him out and say, I've had enough of you, Cameron.
Kick him in the river. I don't think Bojo wants to be PM.
I do. Do you want to make a bet now?
I'll have a bet with you right now on the podcast.
Right. By the next general election,
okay,
he's either Prime Minister or he will be running to be Prime Minister. All right?
All right, what do you want on it? 10 a quid?
Fiver. Skin.
Fiver it is. You heard it here.
BJ Fiver.
You heard it here on We Came, We Saw, We Podcasted.
Right.
What do you want to do? Do you want to do a quiz now, or do you want me to fly through some news?
Stop talking about politics. I can't believe.
Yeah, true. We
that
did
we've
rattle
got
on
into
for
politics on the podcast.
Yeah,
podcast politics.
There we go.
The show this week. Boom.
Podcast politics. Maybe.
We'll see by the end.
Yeah, we'll see how this pans out. So, do you want to do a quiz now? I assume you've got a quiz for me.
Yeah, I have got a bit of a quiz.
What's it about?
Well, I was having a look around for a theme. Because I like to
have a
theme
like to
for
mix
the quiz.
Absolutely.
Right? Last week, it was blue or blue. That was last week's theme after catching a...
Tina Marshall, whatever her name
catching
was.
Catching a news reporter just spelling the band's name wrong, just the R and the E next to each other, and she misplaced
her writing.
Yeah, she misplaced her finger, rushed the article through, and it then looked like the noughties boy band Blue...
We're releasing a new album called Magic Whip, and it was number one.
Yeah, and it was number one in the UK charts. So I was looking for another theme, and I think I found one.
Okay.
Because the other night, Sunday night, I believe, it was the BAFTAs.
The BAFTAs. I don't know whether that came to my mind.
It's like the final awards.
Pretty
really,
much, yeah, the British
season.
Academy Television Awards.
So it's about television. Yeah. Don't really watch a lot of television nowadays. Some of the winners...
So we had television comedy and comedy entertainment program was the Graham Norton Show.
Okay.
Sherlock won the Radio Times Audience Award.
Ant-Man and Deck Pet won a couple, didn't they?
Ant-Man and Deck and Pent, what do you call him?
Ant-Man and Deck Pet.
Yeah, that one. They win television entertainment performance. They also won entertainment program for their Saturday night takeaway.
Corrie won one.
Yeah, they won soap and continuing drama.
All right. So all good TV programs.
Jeff Pope. Wasn't he the one that did
Jeff Pope?
Wasn't he one of the Oscars?
No,
that's Dick Pope.
That's Dick Poop.
Dick Pope. If you don't get that, listen back to the archive.
Available on SoundCloud. So they're all good TV shows, right?
Very much so, yeah.
And most of them got good themes. Coronation Street.
Oh,
good
iconic.
That's Emma Dale. What's Corrie?
No, that's EastEnders.
Yeah, what's Corrie?
Wow.
Oh, that's the one. Yeah. You see?
I don't know what I'm having to do with
right there. I don't watch that shit. I don't care about the BAFTAs. It's all about the theme for the quiz. Are we ready for the quiz?
Yes.
If I can find the quiz music. This is a quiz. A quiz for my mate Rob. This is a quiz for my mate Rob. This is a quiz for my mate Rob. This is a quiz for my mate Rob. And this is a quiz for my mate Rob. This week's quiz, TV themes.
TV themes.
All right. So when you think of TV themes, you don't normally think of lyricalness.
Not really. Lyricability.
Yeah, you kind of just think of, you know, music.
Yeah.
But actually, when you think about it, a lot of TV shows, past and present, have good lyrical themes. Singing lyrical themes. Sing-song themes.
Yep.
All right? That you can sing along to. And if you've got a favourite programme and it's got a theme tune you can sing along to... makes it like
all that,
even better, doesn't it?
Yeah,
you
absolutely.
Know, at the start of the TV program, you get excited, get into it.
Yep.
All right. So, a little cheeky clue for you. The first one is very much like that for me. All right.
Okay.
Are you ready? All you have to do is tell me the TV show. As simple as that. The rules to the quiz are simple.
Riding through this world all alone. God takes your soul. You're on your own. The crow flies straight, a perfect line. On the devil's path. Until you die.
So what TV show theme is that?
Do it again. Please. Yeah, please.
Riding through this world all alone. God takes your soul. You're on your own. The crow flies straight, a perfect line. On the devil's path until you die.
You got it?
No, I haven't got a clue. But the devil's path bit is about the only thing I would even stretch at hazarding some sort of guess. I don't know. Oh, hang on. Hang on a minute. You testing me. Is this Sons of Anarchy?
Correct, Robert.
Riding through this world.
Can I just say, this theme.
I don't know where it came to me.
The programme for me.
Yes.
Apart from when they turned to Irish. Didn't like the Irish version.
No.
No. You know, on second season, yeah, when this went all Irish and stuff.
Well, because they went to Ireland.
I know, but keep the theme the same, because I sing along with it and, you know.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
All alone. God takes your soul. You're on your own.
This bit.
The crow flies straight. A perfect line.
Get into it, mate.
On the devil's path. Until you die.
By the way, if there's anyone out there who's not watched Sons of Anarchy, now we've both seen it all, make sure you do it. No spoilers here, but if you want a new TV programme to watch, well worth watching it.
Seven seasons, all up on Netflix, I believe. Yeah. And probably other TV viewing places as well, if you look again.
Wherever you get it from.
Yeah.
Correct.
I don't even know what that came to me. Thank you very much.
Right, are you ready for question number two?
Let's do it.
What is this TV show?
When I wake up in the morning and the alarm gives out a warning, I don't think I'll ever make it on time. By the time I grab my books and I give myself a look, I'm at the corner just in time to see the bus fly by.
I don't know why I suddenly saw this in my head, just like that, straight to it. Saved by the Bell. A 90s classic.
Absolutely
right, there.
Right, Robert. It is Saved by the Bell. Yeah, classic TV show. Yeah, classic TV show. Off of the 80s.
I think it was 90s. Very, very early 90s.
Early 90s. Let's say 1989 to 1995. Didn't last long.
When I wake up in the morning and the alarm gives out a warning, I don't think I'll ever make it on time. By the time I grab my books and I give myself a look, I'm at the corner just in time to see the bus fly by. It's All Right, 'cause I'm Saved by the Bell.
So, correct, Robert. Saved by the Bell, one of the TV shows off of my childhood.
Give yourself a little ding.
Yeah.
Because Saved by the Bell was an American television sitcom that aired on NBC from 1989 to 1993.
Yes. Correct, Powis. Correct.
Yeah, Saved by the Bell. And when you think about it, actually, who's done the best out of that? It's probably Mario Lopez, isn't it? Because he's now like pop idol host
he does
and all
talent
sorts.
Shows. The guy who plays Screech.
He's in jail.
He is a bastard. If we're going to do Greatest Bastard, we've got to do it to... What's his name? Dustin Summer, isn't it?
Dustin Diamond.
Dustin Diamond.
What name?
You definitely are a fucking bastard. Oh. Dustin, you are a bastard. The biggest bastard.
What a stupid name as well.
Dustin, you are a bastard. If you don't know why, get on and Google.
No, be careful Googling him.
Yeah, be careful what you Google when
don't
it comes
do it
to
at work.
Dustin Diamond.
Don't Google him at work.
Videotape. Anyway.
NSFW.
Right, are we ready for the next one? Another TV show.
Yeah.
I would like to leave this city. This old town don't smell too pretty, and I can feel the warning signs running around my mind. And when I leave this island, I'll book myself into a soul asylum. Because I can feel the warning signs running around my mind.
Sorry about the spoon sound effects as well. I'm still drinking my chicken soup and the spoon is ting-a-ling.
Shut up over there. Asylum. Makes me think of Batman. But I don't know if the Batman theme ever had lyrics, did it?
This, if you want a little cheeky clue, has actually won 2 BAFTAs.
Wow. Oh, man. I can't get it out of my head, though. Island as an island. The only island as TV theme-wise is coming to mind is probably Tracy Island and Thunderbirds, but that's not it. I don't know the answers, but I'm going to guess at Batman.
Wrong.
Go on.
Won 2 BAFTAs for situation comedy, the UK classic, The Royal Family.
Ah!
One of the best themes as well.
I would like to leave this city. This old town don't smell too pretty. Aunt, I can feel the warning signs running around my mind. And when I leave this island, I'll book myself into a soul asylum. Cause I can feel the warning signs running around my mind.
Yeah, the theme from The Royal Family, Robert. Sung by Oasis.
Yeah, I was just trying to find out whether or not Oasis wrote this for
The Royal Family.
Well, no, but yeah, whether they wrote it for the show. Because
right.
actually, it fits very, very
got,
well.
It never got released. I know there's no video to it online, so, you know.
Great, great show.
I think it appeared on one of their albums, so I think it was more a song made into a TV theme, more than a song written for the TV show, The Royal Family.
Yeah, it's a great show.
Yeah.
One of my favourite facts about Ricky Tomlinson is he went to jail. Like, he was a younger man, then like cleaned up and got an acting career, didn't he?
Oh, is it? He was in prison. He got out of prison, cleaned himself up.
Oh, I don't know what he
and
did.
And then played a fat man on the couch. Right, are you ready? Question number 4. See if you can work out what this TV show is.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state. Then nearly 14 billion years ago, expansion started. Wait, the Earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built the wall.
Are you Googling the lyrics over there?
No. I've got, look, half the world away.
Right, okay.
Just finding out, it was still loading. And this was easy anyway. I'm a big fan of this show. It's The Big Bang Theory.
Correct, it is The Big Bang Theory.
Dankeschön, dankeschön.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state. Then nearly 14 billion years ago, expansion started. Wait, the Earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall. That's science history, unraveling mysteries. That all started with the Big Bang.
Bang!
Since the dawn of man is really not that long, as every galaxy was formed in less time than it takes to sing this song. A fraction of a second and the elements were made. The bipeds stood up straight, the dinosaurs all met their fate. They tried to leap, but they were late and they all died.
They put their asses on the oceans in Pangaea. See, you wouldn't want to be a set in motion by the same Big Bang. It all started with the Big Bang.
So, how many you got right so far?
That's 3 out of 4.
3 out of 4?
Yeah.
Doing all right this week,
ain't ya?
Yeah,
another good week. Another good week.
Another good week.
On four.
All right.
This Tuesday afternoon malarkey,
final
isn't
one,
it?
Then. Yeah. What's this TV show?
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go.
What are you saying?
I really don't know.
No?
I'm well stumped with this one. Get away. Something about getting away. No.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. And they're always glad you came. You want to be where you can see. Our troubles are all the same. You want to be where everybody knows your name.
Were you ever into this, Rob?
Not really, no. Not for...
I was a fan of Ted Danson, though, mate.
Not for being a lack of a fan of it, like not enjoying it.
Whatever happened to Ted Danson? These are the kind of questions that should be answered in life.
Isn't he on the NCIS?
Is he? He was on Three Men and a Little Baby, wasn't he? Them films, Ted Danson. Sure he was. But he used to be all over the telly. I don't see him a lot anymore.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to him?
No, don't Google it.
Why?
Let's leave it as one of life's mysteries.
Oh, okay.
Some things are best left.
Well, if you know, as a listener, if you know, tweet
Allah,
us.
Dustin Diamond. Right, that was the quiz. 3 out of 5. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much.
That was a quiz for my mate Rob. 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 But Jenny, yeah. It's now time to play you my musical recommendation of a track that I think you should listen to. We can't play the full version here,
nope.
But make sure you go away and do check out the full version.
Yes.
This track is from RJD2's new album. Only found out today. You're a fan of these as well.
Oh, am I?
Hey.
Am I?
You're popping your ass off.
Oh, yes.
This is a new track from them. This is Doing It Right.
Yo, get your hands in the air. You came to party tonight. We gon' get down, hell yeah. You have the time of your life. If you doing it right. 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 Hey, girl, you're bad as luck. Hey, girl, I'm mad as fuck. That we ain't never fucked. I mean, like, what the fuck? We're back to a racer for you.
Let me get that again. I got you back.
Well, goddamn.
RJD2, as we said, make sure you check out the full album.
Tres good.
And
Tres good.
Yeah, I think there's a video to this on YouTube as well.
But how can you not like a song with whistling in it and brass like that?
That's right. Yeah, a bit of a trumpet.
You can't.
Love. A little bit of brass. You know, there's a website, sadtrombone.com. And you could just sit there and press it.
Is that the name?
Yeah,
sadtrombone.com.
Your procrastination website of the week. Another feature for your podcast. Right.
It would be a theme tune, but we're not that clever.
We're not. I can't even remember what I just said. Right. We are now at the point of the podcast where Rob delves into a shit bag of news to do a feature that we like to call...
Hang on, isn't it the new bag of shit news, not the shit bag?
No, it's the actual
it's a nice
shit
bag.
It's the actual shit bag of news.
Oh.
It's a lot of news in a shit bag that he steals from work.
I don't steal, I recycle.
He recycles. Because they never make air.
No.
Apart from this podcast and the feature that we like to call News, Not News.
Ah, here we go.
So what's your news? You're not news. Go.
Billionaire chief executive of the Chinese conglomerate Tien's has given 6,400... of his best salespeople a holiday.
Yeah.
It started in Paris and ended with a parade on France's Côte d'Azur.
Right.
He gave 6,400 people a holiday.
Sounds like a good boss.
Well, yes. Yeah, very much so. I've got
was some... it paid as well? That's not bad, is it?
I guess so. It's the world record for the most amount of people being given a holiday at one time.
Well, that's...
As you would expect it to be.
It's nice news, but it's not actual, like, news.
It's not that.
It's not news, but...
Oh,
what? What a nice bastard.
Yeah.
You nice bastard.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, lovely.
Yeah,
he's nice
guy.
Yeah,
go on.
Anyway, in Bangladesh, this could be news.
Yeah.
The Supreme Court has banned the use of the national anthem as a ringtone for your mobile telephone or for any other commercial purpose, nonetheless. The national anthem can't be used as a business tool, says the Supreme Court, upholding a 2010 High Court ruling.
So they're not allowed to have the national anthem as their ringtone?
No.
Who would want any bloody national anthem as their ringtone?
I don't know. The Uruguayan national anthem.
Unless you're, like, really patriotic. But even then, yeah, it's a boring ringtone.
Well, I don't know how it goes. I think we've had this conversation before.
National anthems, when it comes to national anthems, they're dire. There's not a banging national anthem out there.
Not a banging one, no. No. But there are some good ones. The Italian one's not bad. Right. Uruguayan one's not bad.
All right. Okay.
It's not news, though.
Right.
It's definitely not news. This could be. Guinness is set to branch out into the world of table sauces, The Mirror reported. Flavour experts from 250-year-old firm have been working closely with a team of world-class sauce specialists. I want to know how you get that job. To perfect the product over the past 2 years.
What flavours are we getting?
Well, it's Guinness. So, like tomato sauce and
Guinness
brown sauce, you get Guinness sauce.
Lush, not news.
Oh, you'll like this one. A zoo in Japan has apologised for naming a baby monkey Charlotte after the newborn British princess following complaints from the Japanese
public. What's wrong with that?
I won't even attempt to say what the name of the zoo is
called. The monkey might have looked like a Charlotte. What? So we can't call any animal now
Charlotte?
Charlotte.
Or George. I don't know. I'm just making that up. But if he can't call it Charlotte...
But is that how it works? If a child is named and that child just so happens to be a royal, it's a daughter. We can't take that name to name monkeys. That's awful news.
Awful news. Awful news. Look, one more. The first Italian woman in space is now the world's first orbiting barista.
Right.
Astronaut Samantha Cristoforetti fired up the first espresso machine in space and then posted a photo of herself on Twitter from the International Space Station.
Maybe that's what I need to do.
What?
You know what I was saying earlier about, like, my coffee habit and how it's just not touching the right spots anymore.
You need to make
it
in
space. Go drink a fucking coffee in space. Hey?
Yeah. How about that?
Hey, that's a coffee and a laugh, mate.
Out of this world.
High five. Anyway, I got a couple of news stories. One quick one. Kanye West is now a doctor.
What?
Heard that this week.
He's got a doctorate from Chicago or something. Right. Chicago University.
He's got an honorary doctorate degree.
In what?
In... transformative, genre-defying work.
Say that again.
Transformative, genre-defying work.
Just one more time for my good ear.
Give me some auto-tune like Kanye. Transformative, genre-defying work.
And what's that mean, then?
Dunno, but he's got it, and it now means he's Dr. West.
Not just any old degree,
a doctorate. So he is actually Dr. West, and I hope he makes people call him that as well. I'd love it if it became his new thing. Because he's a bit weird anyway.
But he demands
that everyone calls him Dr. Kanye.
Is this to suggest that perhaps Dr. Dre actually also has an honorary doctorate from the University
He's a real doctor. I've always known that. I've always known that.
Was he actually a practicing GP? Like Harry Hill?
Yeah, before he was a mega hip-hop mogul, mate, he was,
a practicing GP.
Yeah, he was perfecting his operating skills.
Giving antibiotics to old people. So come on, tell me a little bit more about this story then. You can't just say Kanye West is now a doctor.
There is no more to this story, mate. Someone's thought, wouldn't it be a good idea? He did one semester there or something, and then he went to another university, and then he dropped out of that, and he became a musician. That's the story. So they've kind of gone, he's done one semester here. He's pretty famous. Let's give him a doctorate.
And they've made a doctorate.
Let's make Kanye West Dr. Kanye West.
as if he needs his ego blowing up anymore.
Yeah, he loves it. He absolutely loves it.
Of course he does. And I want to say here, I don't blame him
for
accepting
this.
Oh, absolutely, fair play to him.
Yeah, should we give him...
I think so.
Dr. Kanye, congratulations.
So from now on, we'll always refer to him as Dr. West.
He is Dr. West.
Okay.
I like Dr. Kanye.
Dr. Kanye?
Yeah. Another news story is just quickly going back to politics again.
Oh, really?
More politics on the show, but this is funny political story. Political?
Political?
It's not a political.
It's going to political you.
But it's going to political your bollocks. And it is about the bollock region as well. An MP has thanked a voter for penis ballot paper marks. So basically, he went in, bit of a lad, drew a giant penis, three bits of jizz coming off of it. You know, kind of thing that you do.
And when he said, you can spoil your ballot, he's taking it to an extreme.
But it actually counted. So
what, as a vote?
Yeah, the vote counted. So
did it count for the person he was trying to?
The MP put it in part of his speech. He said, one voter decided to draw a detailed representation of a penis instead of a cross in my box on one ballot paper. Amazingly, because it was neatly drawn within the confines of the box, the returning officer deemed it a valid vote. So not only was it a pretty good cock and balls and three bits of jizz, it was a very neat cock and balls and three bits of jizz. So well done, that man. Should we give him a round of applause as well?
I think so.
If we're giving Dr. Kanye, he's got to have one, the penis drawer. Yep. Oh. And lastly, and this leads into this week's show and tell. Show and tell. I kind of got behind on that one.
You did a bit.
Lost my breath at the beginning.
I was playing catch up the whole way through.
Now, last week we were talking about the dire straits we're in, and the world.
Not the band.
Is running out of music. People just copying and thieving
rehashing
music left, right, and centre, sampling the bastard.
Some
out
people
of it.
Copying themselves.
Yeah, some people, Guetta, copying themselves. Now, I think I may have a solution to the music shortage that.
Is this an actual solution, or are you just being silly?
Huh?
Is this an actual solution, or are you just being silly?
At least I'm trying, mate. Have you been sat there this week trying to think of ways to sort this out? No.
Absolutely not.
You've been on the phone to Farage and tickling Chico. So, when it comes to plants, do you think plants feel things? You know they say, like, trees can hear or trees can feel you, something like that, or trees have feelings. People hug trees.
I know what you're sort of talking about, but...
I don't think trees touch you, but...
No, probably not, but people definitely touch trees.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, but do they have feelings, though? Not feelings like, oh, I'm feeling happy today or I'm feeling a bit down today. Yeah. No, I wouldn't have thought so.
All right. Well, how would you feel about a concept of a plant orchestra?
A plant like sound?
Yeah, like plant sound.
Are you talking like flowers singing?
Yeah, like flowers singing.
And a bush playing a guitar?
Yeah. Well, people seem to think that you can catch plant sounds and
is that what
can
it says?
Be understood as a means of communication.
Does it say
and it appears
catching
as well.
Plants making sound? Because that would be pretty, they're playing in secret. They're actually jazz musicians. They're playing in secret behind...
Just behind...
behind the bins.
Down in the woods, in the hole, playing the fiddle.
Oh, I've caught them playing jazz. But
it also appears that, like, plants react to mankind, so a touch, and also the environment. The actual sound that the plant makes is hard to capture, but you can take the data and the vibrations and they can be converted to sound in meaningful ways.
Yeah, well, we've got the technology nowadays. So
there is an actual thing, such as the plant orchestra.
This is a thing?
This
isn't a theory, then?
No, this is an actual thing that people are practicing. They're making music with plants.
Cool. And I hope at this point you have an example.
I absolutely have an example. And this example comes from none only than the hit BBC One show, The One Show. All right.
Excellent. Okay.
Now, this was on a few months ago, but I found this video on YouTube, and it's a woman who's bought plants in the video. Just so happens that the guests that day, hang on, I've wrote it down, Ian McKellen and Julie Andrews off of Mary Poppins. Hello, Mary. So you've got this mad woman touching plants and making music.
Yeah, excellent.
We're going to hear some singing plants. Well, we hope we are.
Oh, yes, we will. Let's keep everything. It's going to happen now. Christine, give us a taste. Of what have you got going on out there?
Ian, I just want you to have a look at this, because this is where science and gardening comes alive.
Okay. So not a good start. Straight away, she's gone for Ian McKellen.
Who
is Gandalf. But
Ian, I just want you to have a look at this. Ian, I just...
So, straight away, I thought, the woman's a bit mad.
Yeah, she's up against it already.
But then she starts touching the plants, and the music you can hear in the background is the actual plant, put through frequencies and stuff like that. Yep. But it's this plant singing, if you like.
Okay.
All right?
This is a bronze-winning Chelsea exhibit, come all the way from that show, and it's how plants communicate. And this little device down here, this monitor, picks up the electromagnetic frequencies of these plants and makes them sing. The pineapple, a South American herbaceous plant that's really good in grating drinks. But if you caress it, and you all become very quiet.
So she's now stroking the plant.
Just hear it.
And sing. That what you can hear it is coming from the plant.
Listen.
That's real sound, this. This is real sound. Live.
Live.
Ian, you look a little bit, a little bit sceptical there.
It's beautiful.
So what you reckon? Plants singing?
I'd have to see it.
Stroking the plant and it's making noise. What are you saying?
I'd have to see it because...
Be it record, mate.
I'm all for technology, you know, discovering incredible things. Really am.
Yeah.
I'd have to see this. I can't help but feel that, you know, there's always a way.
Well, we've got a little bit more from the one show. Okay. And then I may out you out.
Because we have got Edelweiss, but you certainly know an awful lot.
So she's got the Edelweiss out now, which is a plant. And she's going to give this one a rub. All right? Different plant. See if it makes a different sound. All right?
About this?
Yeah, Edelweiss is, Julie.
Small and white, clean and bright Edelweiss.
So wow. She's selling the fucking plant.
I never knew that plants could...
Clean and bright.
Yes.
What did she say? Small and white, clean and bright. Edelweiss.
Small and white, clean and bright. Edelweiss.
The face.
It sounds like a brilliant washing powder.
So that sound you can hear.
Small and white, clean and bright. Edelweiss.
We should make fucking washing powder.
I think we should. That's Edelweiss. That's the tagline.
Small and white, clean and bright. Edelweiss.
Just have like tiny, little teeny tiny washing tablets.
Teeny tiny ones.
Teeny ones.
Yeah.
Small and white. Anyway, so that was on the one show.
Okay.
Right? So you were saying you're going to have to see it.
I'd have to see it. Right. Although there is also a large part of me, and because of my work, I understand how the BBC works, and they are not allowed. I mean, they have a whole thing about BBC Trust.
Right.
You can't miss... You know,
can't mislead
or misrepresent.
So what you're saying,
I would
is
say
that
they would have had to have proven this could actually work before they would have put it on the TV.
Right. Okay.
So there's a large part of me that actually wants to believe it and does.
Okay. Well, I've got a clip for you here, so I want you to come round, share the microphone, and you can see it in action. All right. This is the Plant Orchestra, which is based in Amsterdam. All right. Now, before all this, and you can find it on YouTube. All you have to do is type in the Plant Orchestra. Amsterdam, and it will take you straight to it. She starts tickling the plants and touching the plants at about 9:38, all right? So she's about to approach the plants, Rob, and she's about to make the plants sing. All right? Ready?
I'm here.
So we just describe what she's doing. She's bringing her hands.
Kind of like waving her hands.
Yeah, waving her hands across
gently.
The plants.
Yeah, but look,
and they're making that noise.
I'm sorry. She was touching some of those leaves and nothing happened.
Look, she... Hey, what are you saying? Do you reckon they're just shitting us?
Yeah, I'm definitely... That's a wind-up.
Yeah? She's got a microphone in her other hand.
She's singing. She's adding to... See?
But why does a plant sound like a guitar? Why does it not sound like something we've never heard before? It's a plant.
It's put through, like, different frequencies and stuff like that. But anyway, that's your visualisation over and done with. Get back to your own microphone.
I'm not sure about that.
I reckon it's a solution to the music shortage crisis anyway.
Well,
new thing.
Yeah, why
not? Let's get into it. Let's all get in to plant music. Orchestra. Let's buy ourselves some fucking daffodils. Buy ourselves some tulips.
Do you get a cacti?
Go fucking mental. Add a beat to it, you know? You watch. Skrillex, Calvin Harris, they'll all be starting their
plucking their
like
cacti. beating the bamboo.
Yeah.
Small that's not... and white, clean and bright, Edelweiss.
Anyway, so that was this week's A show and tell, 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 show it, show it, show it.
He told it.
I told it. I did tell it. Right, that's it. Another episode done. That's my air freshener. Smells lush,
clean and fresh.
Small and white, clean and bright.
Edelweiss.
So there you go. Another episode of We Came, We Saw,
We Podcasted.
And we hope it sounds a little bit better this week. You know, I think that was a bad sound last week. There was a few jumpy bits as well.
Really?
Things that couldn't be explained in the podcast. It was a little bit weird.
Some ghosts in the system.
Yeah, some little spookies up in the iTunes download. But anyway, hope that's better this week.
Challenge. Got a challenge for anyone listening.
Before you start your old challenges and stuff, because we've only got 40 seconds, right?
Go on.
Thank you to everyone who's subscribed to the podcast so far. If you haven't, make sure you do. Rate and review.
Rate and review.
Rate and review.
Once you've done that, hijack someone else's device.
Yeah.
And subscribe.
Take their phone.
Subscribe them to the podcast.
Yeah.
And then let us know when you've done it. And we'll subliminally...
If they've got a passcode on there, don't bother, because...
No, move on, find
we don't
want
to be liable for phones being blocked and shit.
But it's a little challenge, let us know, and then we'll subliminally pop a message into next week's podcast and freak them out.
All right.
Yeah. But it's time to say goodbye.
All right, okay. All right.
Which means we need to play our lullaby-bye.
Yeah, lullaby-bye.